With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
So, Tony, you were in California.
Los Angeles.
So tell me what you were doing there.
Well, I saw two shows. I saw at the Pasadena Playhouse. Well, I guess that's a little outside of Los Angeles. But I saw Noel Coward's Song at Twilight, a handsome production. I'd seen it before when Haley Mills and Paxton Whitehead did it in New York. One of the very last, maybe even the very last, Noel Coward play. And it is exciting to see the enduring affection that the theater world has for Noel Coward. You know, during his lifetime, they predicted oblivion for him. Comedy so disposable, Noel Coward so unimportant, you know. But I think most people, if they like the theater, have favorite Noel Coward plays. Would you say was that fair to say? Do you have?
Well, I certainly remember when Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor were on Broadway doing Noel Coward. They did Private Lives.
Famously, because, right. Of course, that's a divorced couple getting married again. It was perfect for them, and that was a phenomenon. So like that, I think that people have great Noel Coward memories.
I think that's a fair assessment. I think that when we think of Noel Coward, though, there's a certain style, don't you think?
Yes.
I think of people in smoking jackets and very well-dressed and very well-mannered while craziness is happening.
Present Laughter, Private Lives, Hay Fever, Blithe Spirit. These are the most loved of Noel Coward plays, but it's fun when a theater ventures into some others. And in California, you get nice high-powered casts and famous people in the audience.
And speaking of famous people, you got to see Annette Bening actually performing and not in the audience.
Right. She was at the Geffen Playhouse. There's a monologist from the early... A performer of monologues.
That's an SAT word.
Monologist, Ruth Draper. And she developed characters and performed sketches as these characters, the most famous of them, the Italian Lesson, which is a very wealthy woman who's supposed to be having an Italian lesson, but she's totally distracted by the trivia of her life. Well, Annette Bening performed a set of these at a show without intermission, 90 minutes, no intermission, at the Geffen Playhouse. An amazing actress. There's a rumor that she may be coming to New York to play Goneril in King Lear this summer when John Lithgow does it, and that would be very, very exciting. But a whole different kind of person you get performing on the West Coast. They tend to be people with profiles from television and the movies, as opposed to the pure Broadway stars that you get with the peppering of people like that who come on in.
Let me ask you, do you think that movie actors or people who are famous for being in movies sometimes try to, and maybe you're going to take this the wrong way, somebody might take this the wrong way, legitimize themselves or try to legitimize themselves by doing more theater or trying really hard to be doing theater because they don't want to be just known as a finger-quote movie actor?
Well, I'm sure that that's true. Broadway still gives some sophistication to the resume, and so there are people who will come to Broadway for that credit, and sometimes it goes very, very well. Sally Field, when she took over for the Goater, who is Sylvia, was a sensation. She was remarkable, a terrific stage actress. Julia Roberts, when she did 3 Days of Rain, worst reviews I've ever seen in my life. She was indeed horrible. But God love her, she never missed a performance, and she came out to the stage door and she did the bit and signed all the autographs. And then at the Tonys that year when she presented, she very kindly and self-deprecatingly said, "You people are very talented people." She's a great movie actress, but to sustain a role on the stage is different.
So making it back to the East Coast, you did get to finally see A View from the Bridge.
I did. What wonderful acting. This is a subversive theater collective with Tom Lecusa and Lisa Vetrano as the husband and wife caring for the niece. Andrea Goldheart as the young woman. Just terrific. This trio of actors and a strong company doing this very powerful play. It's not one of the top of Arthur Miller's plays, but for no good reason. It is a fabulous play and is getting a nice outing there at Subversive Theater Collective.
And finally, Adrift in Macau. This is taking sort of an American genre and turning it on its head a little bit.
Film noir. It's a comic musical of characters with drugs and smuggling and...
So is this like City of Angels?
Yeah, kind of like that. I'd seen the original production when it was done at Vassar, and it did very, very well. Silly, silly fun. Adrift in Macau. It's up at Musical Fair.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.